is a lashon yachid. Shouldn't have said that they arrived at Chevron Amar Rava. Rava said, "Malamet shepirish kol miatzas meraglim." That Kolev himself separated himself from the meraglim, and he was the one that was vayavayat chevroi v'holach, and he went v'nishtateach al kivrei yovis. He went to the kivrei yovis. Amaleh, and he said, "Avoisai bikshu alei rachamim." He turns to the ovis and he says, "Daven for me." Shei notzim atzas meraglim. I went on this mission. I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. In the meantime, they have horrible intentions in mind, and I don't want to fall in. So he goes to Maris HaMachpelah. He goes to Chevron, and he goes to the ovis HaKadoshim, and he says, "Daven for me, bikshu alei rachamim shei not." What about Yehoshua? So he continues. Yehoshua, he's going to be okay. Why? Because in fact, because Moshe, his Rebbe took care of him. Moshe took care of him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua bin Nun Yehoshua Ko Yoshiyacha Me'atzas Meraglim." He added the letter Yud to his name. Yeshua was known as Hosea. At this point on, he'll be known as Yehoshua. So he already had a tefillah from his Rebbe, Ko Yoshiyacha Me'atzas Meraglim. But me, I don't have that tefillah. So therefore, he was concerned. So when it says Vayavayat Chevron, it's referring to Kolev himself. That's what the pasuk means when it says Va'abdi Kolev Ekev Hosea Ruach Acheres. So the pasuk's on the side. It's for that reason. So the pasuk says that I'm going to give, Hashem says, I'm going to give Kolev the city that he had gone to. Now the city that Kolev ends up getting is Chevron. It's Psukim in Nach. Where had he gone to Chevron? It's this pasuk. Chevron is a remez. It's referring to Kolev. So Kolev sees that it's not playing out with the Meraglim the way he was hoping it was. He gets very scared. So he separates himself from the rest of the Meraglim. He goes to Chevron. He davens by Kivrei Yovois. Why not Yeshua? Because Yeshua already had a tefillah from his Rebbe. And that's exactly what Kolev tells in his, says in his tefillah, that Yeshua was taken care of. But me, what am I going to do? It's Yedua, the Targum Yonison on this pasuk, Vayikra Moshe Lohishea bin Nun Yehoshua. Why did he do it? So the Targum says, Katchoma anvesenuse de Yehoshua. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yeshua was a real Anav, he named him Yeshua. So the question is, what's the pshat that he was an Anav? So Pasha, it sounds like he saw that Yeshua was an Anav. He was very humble and he was concerned that the Mida of Anava wouldn't give him the fortitude that he would need to stand up against the Meraglim, and it's for that reason that Hashem, that Moshe felt that he needed a special Shmira. Kolev didn't need that Shmira. But Yeshua was an Anav, he was more humble, he was a Tomim. For that reason he felt that that's what he needed. But there's many Pshatim that are said, every Chumash Sefer, a Parsha Shlach, has something to say on what's the connection with Moshe Rabbeinu seeing that Yeshua is an Anav, and it's for that reason that he adds a Yud to his name. One well-known Pshat that the Chassidim say over from the Oy of Yisrael, the Abderuv, is he said a Dover Nifla. He said that La'asad Lavoi, by Tchias HaMesim, so the Mesim are all going to stand up. How are they going to get up? Who's going to get up first? They're all going to get up in one shot. So the Abderuv said it's going to happen based on the Aleph base. That depending on what letter, alphabetical order. So if your name is Avram, it starts with an Aleph, for example, you're going to get up before someone whose name is Baruch, thank you, etc., etc. It's all going to be based on the Aleph base. So said the Abderuv that Moshe wanted to add a Yud to Yeshua's name. But he was concerned that Yeshua Benu would be very disappointed because till now my name was Hosea. It started with a Hey. Now you're adding a Yud. It's going to start with a Yud. I'm going to be further back in the line. My Tchias HaMesim. My Tchias HaMesim is going to happen a little bit later. So he was concerned. But when he saw Yeshua Benu was an Anav, and he said, it's Yodua, that the Anavim are the ones that are going to stand up before everybody when it comes to Tchias HaMesim. So he realized that for Yeshua Benun it's a moot point, because he's anyways an Anav, so it doesn't matter if his name starts with a Hey, or if it starts with a Yud, he's going to stand up whenever it is that he's supposed to stand up. So this is a Chassidish Avertel that the Chassidim have been saying over for 200 years in the name of the Oy of Yisrael, the Abderuv. But I just want to tell you that the base Elikim, this is the Mabit, this is a Rishon, the Beis Elikim, were a very early Achren, says the same exact thing. In Shara Yesoidis Perik Nunvav, at the very end, it's Tav Kuv Vav, if you want to look it up. In the Beis Elikim, he says, he's talking about Tchias HaMesim and how it's going to play out, and I'll just read to you one excerpt.
Ki seder hatchia tia beseder oisiyos ha aleph beis. Mi sheshmoy maschu ba aleph yichya tchila. Vim kein odem a rishoin yiyya rishoin. U ben Avram rishin la avis. Avram is going to be the first of the avis because his name starts with an aleph. The efsher, and then he adds ki b'chol dar sheyakum yiyya seder zeh abolo yakdim dar ledar akoydim loy. So there's going to be a schos kedima for the previous generations. The earlier the dar, the earlier they're going to get up. But within each generation, it's going to be based on the Seder, the Aleph Beis. So it's a Chesidah Shavart that's set over from the Oyev Yisrael. But as far as at least the first part of the Oyev Yisrael, that the Aleph Beis, that's already mentioned in terms of the more of an on of you are, the earlier you're going to get up. So that's already a separate discussion. But that first part, it sounds like a tremendous Chiddush. But either way, it's something that's mentioned